Sunday Stations by Marcy Cole, based on a true story. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Thomas woke up one sunny morning to the sounds of his big brothers, Jonathan and Matthew, talking quietly. He smiled as he realized it was Sunday. Thomas loved Sundays. He loved looking handsome in his Sunday clothes. He loved singing primary songs. And he especially loved his primary teacher, Sister Brandon. He couldn't wait to go to church. Then Thomas frowned. He remembered that church didn't start until after lunch. Sunday mornings seemed to drag on forever. What could he do until it was time to get ready for church? After breakfast, Mom came into Thomas's room.
Thomas, hurry and put away your toys. We're going to do something new that I think you will like.
Thomas quickly picked up his toys and went into the living room, where his brothers and sisters were waiting.
Today we're going to do Sunday Stations.
Thomas had never heard of Sunday Stations before. He hoped he would like them.
One station will be at the table,
Mom explained.
Two will be on the couches, and one will be at the computer. You will have 10 minutes at each station.
Now Thomas was really curious. Usually he wasn't allowed to use the computer on Sundays. Mom gave a few more instructions and then let each child go to a different station. Thomas headed straight for the computer, but his sister Katrina had beat him to it. So Thomas sat down at the table instead. There he saw the Faith in God and Duty to God booklets that belonged to his sisters and brothers.
What can I do here? I'm not old enough to have a Faith in God book.
Mom pointed to a sheet of paper and a box of markers.
You don't have a Faith in God book yet, but you do have faith, and you can make a goal to help it get stronger.
How?
Well, just think of something you can do this week to follow Jesus. Then write your goal on this paper so you can remember it.
Mom patted Thomas on the back and set the kitchen timer for 10 minutes. Thomas thought hard about how he could follow Jesus. He watched Mom helping his brothers and sisters with their stations. He thought to himself,
I know. Mom is like Jesus because she is nice.
He smiled as he carefully wrote the words, I will be nice, on his paper. Mom came over and gave Thomas a hug. Then she showed him where his sister Miriam had glued her picture inside the cover of her booklet. Mom drew a square on his paper, and Thomas drew a picture of himself in his Sunday clothes and colored it with markers. He was admiring his picture when the timer went off. The next station was the computer. Mom explained that Thomas could send an email to someone he loved. He decided to send a message to his cousin Moroni, who had been sick. He wrote,
Hi, Moroni. How are you? I hope you are feeling better.
Just then, the timer went off.
Time sure goes by fast when I'm doing stations.
He typed his name, clicked on send, and hurried to the couch. At the next station, Thomas found a phone.
I know what this is for.
Mom helped him dial Grandpa's phone number. Thomas was surprised to learn that Grandpa didn't know about Sunday stations. Usually, Thomas was the one who had a question, and Grandpa had the answer. So Thomas explained about Sunday stations. He and Grandpa had a great time talking. When he heard the timer, Thomas said,
I love you, Grandpa,
and handed the phone to Mom. The reading station on the couch was Thomas's last station. Mom listened to Thomas read the story of Captain Moroni and the title of Liberty. Then they had just enough time for Mom to read a letter in the Friend. When the timer went off for the last time, everyone stood up and stretched.
Let's pick up and make lunch now.
Wow! It was lunchtime already. Then it would be time to get dressed for church. As Thomas gathered the magazines and scripture storybooks from the couch, he had a happy feeling inside.
Mom, can we do Sunday stations again next week?
He could tell by Mom's smile that they would. Sidebar. This is the season of opportunity for families to stand tall and be counted among the faithful who obey the fourth great commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Bishop H. David Burton, Presiding Bishop. A Season of Opportunity. Ensign, November 1998. Page 9. End of the story, Sunday Stations by Marcy Cole.